Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Ladies and gents, this morning, I know that she has been loving, and I'm hopefully loving Cape Town since arriving here. Veronica Taylor, welcome to the Run on a Breakfast Show.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for having me. I am so psyched to be here with you. My gosh.
Is this your first trip to Cape Town?
It is. My daughter and I were at Comic-Con Africa in Johannesburg last year.
Yeah.
And we're so lucky to be invited back for this show. We're having the best time in Cape Town.
Have you, I mean, because you obviously know the size and magnitude of Comic-Con globally and as the brand.
Yeah.
But then you come to like Africa and you think, well, Cape Town, let's go and have a look. And then you see all these people that have come out to see you and come and be a part of it. Isn't that just incredible?
It's amazing. And the spirit, the show is so great. There's so much that you can do while you're there. And everyone's having such a good time bringing stuff from when they were kids, buying things. You know, like, there's so many artists there who have created something unique that you can't find anywhere else in the world.
Yes.
So, it's really amazing. And to be a part of it is just such an honor.
I'm trying to think if there's a bigger brand than the Pokemon brand. Because, I mean, globally speaking, you are everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no part of your brand that hasn't really reached all corners of the globe.
And all corners of the heart.
And the heart, absolutely.
Yeah, because I think the thing about Pokemon specifically is that it's a show that when you're a kid, you go on the journey with Ash.
Yes.
And so now, I mean, I've seen kids when they were 10 and seen them now with their kids over time. I was on the first 8 seasons of the show. And especially then, it was just so new and unique and exciting. And I think when people come and talk to me at the table, it just taps into that 10-year-old that hasn't really gone anywhere. And we just journey back in time and then kind of forge a path forward together.
What were you thinking when you saw the first script arrive and you were told about, you know, and you sat through the process of what the show was going to be and how, and what was going through your mind? Were you thinking, did you know, and did the cast know back then the kind of success that the brand would have?
Gosh, I don't think anyone knew. I don't think anyone watching the show when it first came on TV had any idea that we'd still be talking about it 25 years later. But I think the crazy thing is that because it is in Japanese first and then we dubbed it into English. We had no idea. We didn't see a script. We didn't see an episode. We auditioned watching the tiniest clip and tried to get our voices to match the closest. And then off we went. So for every episode, you didn't even know how it was going to end. You just started working on it. So I don't think any of us had time to think about if it would last. We just didn't know if the next show would go on air, you know?
Yeah.
So, and here we are.
It's amazing. Like, you do a voiceover of Ash, right? Mm-hmm. And we know that in radio, sometimes you need to be able to use your voice and do a couple of accents and all of that. I suck at it. Big time. So, please, give me some tips on how I can actually do it much better than I do currently.
For Ash, he's kind of up in here.
Oh, no.
So he's like, hey, smile, everybody. You're on the radio.
Okay, I'm not going to try that.
Childhood dream come true. Ladies
and gentlemen.
Hey, I'm pretty stoked. and then his mom is like, don't forget to change your underwear. So, you know, you can kind of, you really get to know your range. Mm. And then, I mean, you guys are morning people. So you've got your morning range.
My morning, 100%.
And then later in the day, you're like, oh, let's go for a coffee. That's why they put you in the morning. But you just kind of learn to work through your range and tap into that. I think, for me, I do a lot of audiobooks also.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to imagine all of the characters in your head and then kind of slot them into places where they will be vocally.
Yes.
And then tap back into that. Ash is easier because, you know, a 10-year-old kid, he's got an exuberance that even 10-year-olds don't always have.
I'll remember that.
Yes.
Veronica, I'm going to go practice.
Veronica, just thank you for letting me relive me myself as an 8-year-old again.
Goosebumps. But I mean, you must, because it is an iconic voice, right? It's in a mold of voices that are going to always be iconic voices.
Yes.
So you must get it, because a lot of time, and you're also in the position where people that know who you are and are diehard fans would put the face to the voice, but a lot of people don't, right? Like in radio, not a lot of people know what presenters look like. So you close your eyes and you'll be on a plane and talking to your daughter, and someone will go, Hey, Ash from Pokemon. Because it's not the identical, you mean, it's a put-on voice, but people will know. You mean, you must get that a lot when they go, I was closing my eyes.
Sometimes, Or I do that a lot for especially little kids. Yes. To say, just close your eyes and I'll talk into your ear. But I don't get recognized that often. I do like to do silly voices on the phone when I call for an order for, you know. But if you're going to pick up the food, you have to keep that same accent. Yeah. It's not always the best. I don't get recognized that often at all. I wish I did. I might get a table at a restaurant or something. But, you know, we're all just normal people doing our normal jobs and getting our 100%. And, I mean, that's what life is about. That's what being human is about.
Spot on. And I think that's very important. If you've never been to a Comic-Con, just understand that there's a community of people that are just like that. They're just people, you know what I mean? And they're coming along, and they for that period of time that they're there, they get to escape into a world that is a beautiful place. I mean, this is why people keep coming and why queues to Comic-Cons are so massive globally, is for that period of time, you're in your element. You're in your safe place where you're so happy, you know, and you're so, it is such a beautiful community of people.
I agree. And everyone is accepted for who they are exactly 100%. At that moment, what they're interested in. You can find so many other people who love the same thing. I think a lot of people are inspired. Mm. Many people draw or write from what they've found at a Comic-Con, and then they share it with the people that they've met there. And it's an incredible community for sure.
Have you kept any special merchandise that ever came out? Like when the show was turned into, obviously, because it became a merchandise in the beginning.
Oh my gosh,
it exploded. And then there was, and now if you've got anything from season one of the actual series and even memorabilia, it is worth... Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you don't want a checkbook. You want to take out mortgages or multiple mortgages to be able to afford. And then that is how sought after the merchandise is. Did you manage to? Have you got anything that's really special from the show?
I carry my little Ash figure that so many people probably have. Yes. It's the one that's stiff there that came with the Misty and a bra and Jesse and James. I have that. I carry it everywhere with me. And I like to make little videos where his mouth can move. So I carry it for here's a great thing. Let's do a little video. We'll take a photo. And I have a Poliwhirl backpack that I got. It's very small. Mm. I think we got a Pokemon t-shirt. And I bought a lot of rings.
Ring.
When there was a shop near the studio. Mm. I haven't taken those out for a while. I never see those, actually. So I should wear them around.
Mm. Absolutely.
So it's that. I didn't really buy very many things. Yeah. We were just working. Plus, I live in a very small apartment with my daughter. So we have collected too many things over the years. But many pictures that people have drawn for me or stories that they've written and so generously given to me, that's the stuff I really keep.
Oh. We used to get our Tazos or Pokemon Tazos in our chips in South Africa.
We did not have those in America at all. I've massive, only seen them here.
Yeah. Mm.
They don't smell like vinegar anymore or salt.
Well, you've graced us with one of the best bits of the show in its entirety, and that's your voice that you've added to the character of
Ash. Thank you.
So the one thing you'll always have is something that nobody else will have, and that's an iconic voice, and we're so grateful that you got it up early this morning to come and share it with us and give people goosebumps in their cars listening to you. Please say hi to Veronica, my son and his friends. Don't miss the show ever. They watch it over and over again.
Oh,
they
my
were
gosh.
There. Darius, Curtin crew just love it. Thank you so much for coming to Cape Town. The people are loving you this morning.
Amazing.
And there's plenty of reason to do that because you're such an approachable human being that's got so much to give in terms of your generosity.
I get so much back from the people who come to see me. It's just, it's the honor of a lifetime to be a part of people's families, and they become part of mine. And my daughter and I have been lucky enough to travel all over, but this is one of the highlights for sure.
That is incredible.
Gosh,
well, thanks for
amazing.
Coming this morning.
Yeah. Rocky, can't Veronica just give us a Pikachu?
I can't say Pikachu, but I could say Pikachu, Thundershock, go!
Phil has just fallen over in the studio next door here.
Follow us on Instagram
@Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.